This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Going back to the courtroom in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell for testimony from Rexburg Detective Rick Schmidt. He's on a local level with the Rexburg Police Department and gives his perspective on the investigation that was conducted into Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell. Let's go to the courtroom and take a listen.
All right. Before we get started then, now that the witness has been sworn, let me just inquire. Have you observed in any way any of the trial testimony in this case before taking the stand today?
No.
All right. Thank you. I'll ask you to please make verbal responses to any questions that are asked so we can keep a clear record, and please avoid speaking at the same time as anyone that's questioning you so the record stays clear also, and sort of lean forward and talk right into that microphone so we make sure to pick up the recording of your voice with those ground rules in mind. Then, Ms. Smith, if you'd like to inquire on direct, you may.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning. Could you please state your name and introduce yourself to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury and spell your last name, please?
My name is Richard Arthur Schmidt, Jr. The spelling of my last name is S-C-H-M-I-T-T, and I go by Rick.
Okay. Sir, how are you employed right now?
Currently, I'm employed with the Brigham Young University of Idaho's Public Safety Department.
How long have you been employed at BYU, Idaho?
Just over 2 years.
And where did you work before that?
The Rexburg Police Department.
How long did you work at the Rexburg Police Department?
21 years.
Did in that your employment at the Rexburg Police Department, did you become involved in the investigation into the what started out as a missing child case and ended up a homicide investigation involving J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan?
Yes.
Okay. For context, what was your first involvement in the investigation?
My first involvement was on November the 4th. I came to work and found out that detectives and other officers were in the parking lot surveying a gray Jeep Wrangler with Texas plates in the parking lot of the Stonebrook Apartments in Rexburg off of Pioneer Road.
Okay. Did you participate in that surveillance detail?
I went over there to see if they needed any help. I wasn't assigned to anything, but I stayed in the area to see if they needed any help at some point in time.
Okay. What was your next contact with the investigation?
My next contact was on December the 17th of 2019. I was assigned to go with some other detectives from the Rexburg Police Department, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office, and the FBI to Springville, Utah, to interview family members of Chad Daybell and Tammy Baybell.
Why were you going over there to interview those family members?
We're trying to locate information on the missing children, JJ and Tylee. Okay.
And at some point, did the investigation change or expand?
It did.
Okay. And did you have involvement in seeking any warrants?
I did.
What warrants did you work on seeking search? What warrants did you prepare and seek?
The first one was a Venmo account warrant for Tylee and Lori's Venmo accounts.
Okay. Why were you looking at Tylee and Lori's Venmo accounts?
We'd received a tip that there was some activity on Tylee's Venmo account.
Of what nature?
There were some different punctuation, different grammar, and different emojis that appeared there that were different from past transactions.
Okay. So there appeared to be a change in sort of language style in the communications in Tylee's Venmo?
Yes.
And were you able to get that?
I did.
Okay. And those have previously been admitted, Your Honor. Did you also participate in the obtaining of any other evidence?
I did.
What did you seek to obtain?
On The 8th of January of 2020, I received a video footage from Joe Powell from Fremont County Sheriff's Office that had some footage of West Yellowstone National Parks from the west entrance of that park.
Okay. Did you review that video footage?
I did. The video that I had was from September the 8th of 2019. I viewed that video and I was looking for a blue Nissan Rogue, a silver Ford pickup, and or a gray Jeep Wrangler.
And did you see any of those vehicles in that video?
I did. I saw one that looked like the Ford pickup, silver Ford pickup.
And were you able to see anything else about that video?
On that one, I could not see. It didn't have a very good angle of the video. So I requested from Jacob Olson more video from that date.
Okay. And did you get more? And I apologize. Who is Jacob Olson?
He works for Yellowstone National Park Service.
Okay. And did Mr. Olson with the Park Service give you more video?
He did.
Okay. Did you look at that video?
I did.
What did you see?
One of the camera views that I was viewing was from the B lane of the west gate of Yellowstone National Park. I could see a silver Ford pickup with Arizona license plate, CP Quint. And the driver of that vehicle was Alex Cox.
Okay. And I think you said, but I apologize, I may have missed it. Was this on September 8th of 2019,
this video? Yes, this video was from September 8th, 2019.
And in that video, you were able to see license plates of what?
Of the Ford, silver Ford pickup, Arizona plate, CP Quint.
Okay. And did you see make any other observations about that video?
Yes, you could see that there was a passenger in the front passenger seat of that vehicle that looked to be a female, but I could not identify who that was.
Okay. Were you able to see any of the interactions with Park Service employees or anyone?
Yes, as Alex was pulling away from the ticket booth gate, he looked over his right shoulder into the back seat, and you could see the Park Service lady at the gate. She looked towards the back seat and then waved at someone, appeared to be someone in the back seat, like she would wave to a little kid.
Was there anything else of note that you can think of in that video?
No.
Okay. Did you take any additional steps to collect evidence in this investigation?
Yes.
What did you do that you can remember next?
The next, I got a warrant on the, first of all, on the 14th of January of 2020,
let me ask you this. Did you search in the area or any local businesses or any establishments?
Yes.
Okay. What establishments did you search?
So on the 2nd of February 2020, I went with Detective Consitis to Self Storage Plus at 433 Airport Road.
Why did you guys go to the Self Storage Plus? And I'm assuming that's in Rexburg?
Yes, Rexburg, Idaho.
Why did you go to the Self Storage Plus in Rexburg, Idaho in the beginning of February of 2020?
So the owner, DJ Barney, had released some video of his storage units to East Idaho News, and we were there seeking that same video.
Okay. And were you able to obtain that video?
Yes.
Okay. Were you able to review that video?
I was.
Prior to reviewing that video, did you meet with anyone to help you recognize people?
Yes. During our investigation, we saw pictures of Chad, Lori, and Alex.
Okay. So in recognizing those faces, were you able to make any observations about the video you received from the Self-Storage Plus?
Yes.
Okay. Generally, what observations did you make?
All three of them were there at some point in time in that video. There were many days that they were in and out of the storage unit. They would take stuff to the storage unit. They would pick stuff up from the storage unit.
All right. So there were numerous days, but I want to ask you about a couple in particular. Did you see whether or not any of them went into the storage unit around the beginning of October?
Yes.
Who do you recall going in and out of that storage unit around, let's say, October 1st?
October 1st was Lori. She had came in her, I'm assuming it was her blue Nissan Rogue. She was seen going to the storage unit and putting a box and a tote in that storage unit.
Okay. Did you see her or anyone, either of those three, sort of the next day or within a couple of days?
Yes.
Okay. When do you recall seeing her next?
There was one on the 2nd of October, too. But I'd have to look at my notes to see who was there and what they would have brought into the storage unit.
No problem. Did you bring your...
The storage unit?
Okay. Did you bring your notes or your reports with you?
I did.
And would reviewing your notes or report aid you in refreshing your recollection, allowing you to answer that last question?
Yes.
Okay. Your Honor, I'd ask they be shown initially to defense counsel and then to the witness, please.
Very well.
I can at a break. I don't have them right up on this list. I'm happy to. Those were his documents. I didn't prepare them.
All right. Can you just reiterate, Ms. Smith, what has been handed to the witness at this point?
The witness had brought in a file of his own with his own reports and items in there. He had brought them in and handed them to me in case he needed to refresh his recollection. I believe it's probably copies of his reports and or whatever documents he needs to refresh his recollection.
All right. Well, you can continue with your examination this time, and we'll see if he needs to do that then.
All right. Thank you. Did looking at those documents aid you in refreshing your recollection?
Yes.
Okay. If you want to just close the folder, and then if you need it again, tell us. We'll ask the judge so that you can refresh your recollection as needed. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. He's closed the file, Your Honor. Do you want him to take? You want me to take it back?
No, I just wanted to make sure. It looked like there was still another piece of notes on top of the file. I was just making sure it was closed. So, just to instruct the witness, you're only allowed to testify from your memory. And if you are ever referring to any specific notes, if that's allowed, we need to make sure we're clear on the record that you have done that at that time. So. with that in mind, the file's closed and you can continue questioning Ms. Smith.
Thank you. I believe you had said you thought you saw another occurrence on October 2nd of 2019 where you saw one of the three individuals go into the storage unit in Rexburg?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us what you remember about that?
On the 2nd of October, I saw Lori and Chad in the blue Nissan Rogue. And they got a spare tire and a seat out of the Nissan Rogue and put it in the storage unit.
Okay. Now, when you saw Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell put a spare tire in a car seat, was it like a baby car seat or what sort of seat was it?
No, it was a big seat. It looked like it was a rear seat out of the Jeep Wrangler from before.
Okay. And so when you saw them in that video, was Alex Cox anywhere around on October 2nd?
No, not in that video.
Okay. And then did you make any observations on the video? Was there anything on the video the next day?
Yes.
What was on the video recording for October 3rd of 2019?
I'd have to refer to my notes to refresh my memory.
May he do so, Judge?
Is there any objection?
No, he can refer to them as many times as he needs.
Okay. You can refer to the notes. Again, just don't read from the notes. So go ahead and take a look at those if you'd like. And sometime shortly here, Ms. Smith will want to take our lunch break.
Okay. Did you have a chance to look at that?
Yes.
Does that refresh your recollection on October 3rd?
Yes.
Okay. What did you see on October 3rd?
On October 3rd, I saw that Lori and Alex was there in the blue Nissan Rogue, and they took the spare tire and the seat from the car out of the storage unit and put it back in the Nissan Rogue.
Your Honor, I have a few more dates. Do you want to take a break now, or do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take our noon recess at this time, and then you can continue after that.
Thank you, Judge.
You're welcome. All right, we will take our lunch break at this time then. We'll try to get started again sometime a little before 1 o'clock and be in recess until then.
All right, please. Thank you. Please be seated. We're ready to have the jurors brought in, I believe. Thank you, Mr. Bailiff. Please be seated. All right, we're back on the record on case CR 22-21-1624, State of Idaho versus Lori Noreen Vallow. Ms. Smith was conducting direct examination of Officer Schmidt, and you can continue to do so at this time, Ms. Smith.
Thank you, Hunter. Good afternoon. Okay. Now, you had talked to us about observations on the self-storage unit video from 2019, and you had just talked to us about the October 3rd, the observations you made on the video for October 3rd, 2019. Do you remember talking about that?
Yes.
Okay. You had said earlier in direct that you saw those three individuals in and out of that storage unit on multiple additional dates, correct?
Yes.
Right. Let me ask you about any other dates you remember in October. Let's just talk about the end of October. Did you see whether or not any of those individuals went into the storage unit on or around October 16th?
Yes.
Okay. What did you see on that day?
I'd have to look at my notes to refresh my memory.
That's no problem. May he, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thanks.
I believe defense indicated they didn't have any ongoing objection to that.
What do you remember on the October 16th, 2008?
Alex came into the area in his silver Ford pickup. He took a couple boxes and a couple totes out of the back of his pickup and put them in the storage unit, and also a couple gun scabbards out of his pickup and put them in the storage unit.
Just so we're all clear, when you say gun scabbard, what do you mean?
It's a case that holds a rifle, firearms.
So it's a pretty long case with a distinctive shape?
Yes.
If for individuals familiar with firearms, you easily recognizable?
Yes.
Okay. And did you ever see Alex back at that storage unit on the video you observed?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember when?
On the 22nd of October.
Okay. And what did you see Alex observe on that video Alex Cox do?
I'll have to look at my notes to refresh my memory.
Sure.
Okay.
What do you remember seeing on October 22nd of 2019?
He took a gun scabbard out of the storage unit and put it in his pickup, and he also took a tote out of the storage unit and put it in his pickup.
Okay. And then moving forward to the end of the month, did you make any observations about anyone on the videos on October 28th, 2019?
Yes.
If you recall, what observations did you make on the video recording of October 28th?
I'll have to look at my notes to refresh my memory.
Okay.
Okay.
What did you observe about the recording on the 28th?
Alex took 4 gun scabbards out of the storage unit, put them in his pickup, and some totes and boxes and put them in his pickup.
Okay. Was Alex alone that day, or was anyone with him?
I'd have to look at my notes again and refresh that.
Sure, please.
Okay. Chad was there with Alex.
Okay. Did they take anything other than the gun scabbards and the totes? Did they take anything else out?
I don't believe so on that date.
Okay. There were several other days as well on that
yes.
video.
Yes.
In which, if I could just finish, were there several other days in October and November of 2019 where you saw either Alex or Chad or Lori or a combination on those videos?
Yes.
Okay. Now, moving forward, did you also contact any other local businesses about information on this case?
Yes.
Okay. Who did you contact?
On the 21st of January, I contacted the Unified Sportsman's Club firearm shooting range.
Okay. And why would you reach out to shooting ranges?
During our investigation, Alex was a suspect in an attempted shooting of Tammy Daybell at her residence in Fremont County, and also a shooting out of Gilbert, Arizona.
Okay. And so why did you go to the shooting ranges?
To see if Alex had shot at that range.
Okay. When you say you went to the Unified Sportsman's Club, is that in also known as the Fremont County Sportsman's Club?
No.
Okay. Did you obtain the records from the Sportsman's Club?
I did.
Okay. And when you obtained those records, did they give you copies of any pages?
Yes.
Okay, and those were pages you requested?
Yes.
Okay, I'd ask that I hand the witness State's Exhibit 297, which is a certified business record. The defense was put on notice, and I believe there's a stipulation for the admission of these business records, for the admission of these, a courtesy copy of which has been given both the defense and the court.
All right, Exhibit 297 has been offered. I'll let the defense have an opportunity to review that before questioning if it's objected to.
No objection, Judge.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Exhibit 297 is admitted.
Thank you, Judge. Sir, if you'd take a look at the pages attached to the affidavit, are those copies from the Sportsman's Club that you mentioned receiving?
Yes.
Okay. And did you ask for those copies or copies of those pages?
Yes.
All right. Now, and did you receive copies of those pages?
Yes.
Why did you ask for those?
So we could have a copy of them.
Okay. Why did you want a copy of those particular pages?
Because they had different sign-in times that Alex had signed in on their log.
Okay. I request permission, rather than have him tell us, I was going to ask permission to show the pages and have him walk us through it. Is that okay, Judge?
They've been admitted, so they can be published.
Thank you, Judge. Got what you need?
Yep.
All right. Let me hand you the first page of State's Exhibit 297 with the sign-in sheets. Let me show you. Can you read that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you say you asked for specific pages that showed us where Alex had signed in. Did he always sign in under the name Alex Cox?
No.
What names did he use when you looked at the original records? What names of Alex, that you, either Alex's name or that he associated with, did he use?
I'm going to object to Foundation, Judge. He hasn't explained how he knows that this, that if Alex did use an alias, that how he knows that it's an alias.
Sustained.
Okay. Did you see names in the documents that were of interest to you in your investigation?
Yes.
What were those names?
Alex Cox, Alex, and C. Quint.
Okay. Now, why was C. Quint interesting to you?
Alex's license plate on his vehicle was C. P. Quint.
Okay. And so did you see the name C. Quint in the records?
Yes.
Did you at time on some of the pages also see any names Alex Cox?
Yes.
Okay. Now let's start with this first page. The date of this at the top of the page for the record is called Fremont County Sportsman Club, and the first date and the first line is 10-6. Do you see it in that first column? Can you point it with the laser pointer
yes.
to the jury? Do you see that date?
Yes.
Okay. Could you use your laser pointer and point at the big screen just so we're all in the same place?
Oh, I was pointing on the other screen.
Okay. There you go. All right. Now, what name of interest is reflected, if any, on this page?
The one on the 7th.
Okay. Can you point at that on the big screen for us? What name is that?
C. Quint.
The same as, similar name as what was on Alex Cox's license plate?
Yes.
And that was what date?
The 7th of October.
Okay. Approximately what time?
At 12:20.
Okay. Were there any other instances on this sheet that you recognized?
I do not see one.
Okay. Let me put up what is the second page of the Fremont County Sportsman Club pages you obtained. What's the first date that you can read on that page?
Looks like the 7th of October.
Okay. Do you see any names of interest on that page?
Yes.
What's the name?
C. Quint.
Okay. What's the date?
October the 8th, 2019.
At what time?
At 11 o'clock.
Okay, can you show us what you're referring to? Thank you. Okay. Were there any other names of interest on that page?
I don't believe so.
And turning to the third page of the documents, labeled Fremont County Sportsman Club, can you read the first date available?
I can't read what it is.
What about the second line?
The second line looks like October the 10th.
So on the page starting with October 10th, do you see any names of interest on that page that was seized?
If you lift the paper up just a little bit.
Yeah.
There we go.
Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. What was the name?
C. Quint.
And what was the date?
10-12.
What time?
At 3 o'clock.
And what about the fourth page of the Fremont County Sportsman? Can you read the date on that one?
Yes.
What's that date?
October the 12th.
Do you see any names on that page that you recognize?
Yes.
What's the name?
C. Quint.
Okay. Where is that?
On the 13th at 1 o'clock.
And the last page, what's that date?
The October the 18th.
Okay. And did you see any names you recognized in that instance?
Yes.
What name did you recognize?
C. Quint.
And can you show us where you're talking about?
Right there on October the 15th at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Now, I thought I heard, and I may have misunderstood, that you said there was also an instance you believed he had signed in another name?
Yes.
What name did he use in that instance?
Alex Cox.
Do you remember the date of that?
That was on the 3rd of September, 2019.
Okay. And the records we were given don't have those dates?
No.
Okay. So after you obtained the sportsman's records and the other from the gun club, what happens at that gun club, just so that I'm clear?
People go out and shoot their firearms, whether it be a rifle or a shotgun or a handgun.
Okay. Kind of target practice? Or?
Yes, target practice.
Did you also participate in getting any other warrants?
Yes.
What other warrants did you get? Search warrants did you get?
I got one on the 15th of January for Lori's cares.com account.
Okay. And what other search warrants were you able to obtain in addition to that?
A warrant for Sugar City Post Office and Rexburg Post Office.
Okay. And did the Postal Service comply and give you those documents?
Yes.
Okay. Were you present at the time the Chad Daybell property was searched on June 9th of 2020?
Yes.
Okay. Were you given any specific responsibilities as a part of that search?
I was.
What were your responsibilities as part of that search?
At first, I was assigned to keep an eye on Chad.
Okay. Why? Why did they want to keep an eye on Chad?
In case he left the property, he wanted they wanted us to track him and make sure we had eyes, at least on him or his vehicle.
Okay. All right. And so while you were watching Chad Daybell, did you make any observations?
I did.
What were those observations?
At one point in time when the search dogs were on the scene, Chad had got out of his vehicle that was parked in the driveway, the front of his house, and when they were searching the area of where JJ's remains were found, Chad was facing towards that direction.
Okay. And then after you saw that, what happened?
After that, I believe Ron Ball and Lieutenant Ron Ball and Detective Ray Hermosillo came over and talked with Chad.
Okay. After they had a
Ray Hermosillo.
After the lieutenant and the detective spoke to Chad Daybell, what happened?
At some point in time, Chad went back in his house and then came out with a backpack and got back in his vehicle.
Okay. Where did he go?
After a time, he sat there in his vehicle, and then he drove across the street to his daughter Emma's house and went inside the house.
And did you continue to watch where he was at that point?
I did.
Okay. What happened after that?
After some time, Chad came out of Emma's house, got in his vehicle, and started going south on, I believe it was 1900 East in Fremont County.
Okay. And did you and other officers follow him and eventually stop him?
Yes, we did.
Okay. After that, did you participate in any other search warrants?
Yes.
What search warrants did you participate in or did you obtain?
One for Lori's DNA.
Just Lori?
Lori and Chad.
Okay. And so when you say one for Lori and Chad, were those search warrants granted?
Yes, they were.
Okay, and did you go and collect the DNA or other samples?
I did not collect the samples.
Who did?
I believe it was a forensics lab for the FBI.
Okay, and was the also Idaho State Police lab involved?
Yes.
Okay. And did you also, as a part of that search warrant, ask for hair and fingerprint samples?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you participate in any other search warrants?
No search warrants, did I believe.
Okay. Did you obtain any other search warrants?
Not to my recollection.
Okay. One moment, please, Your Honor.
Yes.
I'm going to circle back briefly to your participation at the scene on June 9th of 2020 at Chad Daybell's property.
Okay.
After Mr. Daybell was stopped and officers participated in that, was that the end of your day or did you have additional responsibilities?
No, I had additional responsibilities.
Okay. What were your additional responsibilities?
I was with Officer Eric Wheeler from the police department, and we transported Chad to Fremont County Jail, released him to them, and then came back to the scene.
Okay. Did you have responsibilities at the scene?
Yes.
What were some of those responsibilities or assignments?
I was assigned to help search the fire pit area and the pet cemetery area.
Okay. And did you do that?
Yes.
While you were there, did you participate in locating any items or helping obtain any evidence?
Yes.
What items did you help with?
I found teeth. I found burnt pieces of bone. I found human flesh, burnt human flesh.
Okay. And officers were each kind of taking turns at times sifting through that stuff?
Yes.
Okay. So when officers would find something, what would they do with it?
They would give it to the evidence custodian that was there.
Okay. And would it be put in a particular place?
Yes.
Where?
That I'm not sure where they actually put it.
Did you see a tarp next to any of the locations?
Yes.
Okay. Did you also help locate any or remove any buckets or information like that?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. As we were digging in the pet cemetery, we'd take turns there and dig through the dirt. There was a time that dirt was pretty hard. It looked like somebody had poured quikrete or a fence post cement mix over top of it, so it was hard to get through that. We actually had to call a backhoe in and have them remove a portion of that. After that, we were able to dig through that. And then we found some remains thought to be Tylee's. It was in a melted green Platts electric bucket.
Okay. And did you see that bucket removed from the ground and put on that tarp?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I have nothing further.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Smith. Who will conduct cross? Is that you, Mr. Thomas?
I will, Judge.
Very well.
Good afternoon, Mr. Schmidt.
Hi.
You were involved with this case about 3 years ago, is that right?
Yes, something like that.
And then you started working for BYU in their law enforcement division, is that right?
Not law enforcement, but it's public safety.
I guess...
It's security.
Okay. So it's similar, just...
We just don't have any police powers.
Okay, all right. And you started doing that. When did you start working for BYU?
It was in December of 2020.
2020?
Yes.
Okay. So you reviewed these videos at this storage unit place in Rexburg, and your report indicates that it was written on February the 6th, 2020. Is that right?
Yes.
And so this was while you were still working for Rexburg, or were you now working for BYU?
I was working for Rexburg.
Working for Rexburg. And then later on in the year, in December, you started working for?
Yes.
BYU. Okay. So 3 years ago, working there, you had to refresh your recollection quite a few times. Is that because you hadn't reviewed the videos in about 3 years. Does that make sense?
No, I reviewed some of the videos a month or so ago.
A month or so ago?
Yeah.
Okay. How many videos did you review?
All the ones that are in my report. There's quite a number of them.
So you reviewed all the videos that you collected?
Yes.
Okay. All right. When you went to the Sportsman's Club, did you actually go there and talk to somebody, or did you just serve them a warrant?
I went there and talked to them.
And do you know who runs that?
Not who runs it. I know the secretary's name.
Okay.
It's Carrie Frisbee.
Do you ever go out there yourself?
No.
Okay. So you're not familiar with what they do out there or how they run things out there is what I'm saying.
Right.
Okay. When people check in, did you ask about how they check in and how that works?
Yes.
And what do they say?
She said, it's just on your honor. If you show up, you check in. There's nobody there that monitors it. If you don't check in, you don't check in.
Gotcha. So, and what about paying the fee? Who do you pay that to?
There's a box that they put the money in.
Okay. So, did you talk to some of the people that are on the list of people that were there on the days that you believe Alex Cox was there?
No.
Okay. So you're just making an assumption that C. Quint is actually Alex Cox?
Yes.
You didn't do any follow-up?
No.
You didn't ask anybody about it?
No.
All right. You indicated that you had some duties on June the 9th when they were sifting through Chad Daybell's backyard. Is that right?
Yes.
You said you found some teeth and you found some bones and some flesh.
Yes.
Do you recall specifically where you were when you found these items?
Yes.
Where were you?
In the fire pit area and
okay.
The pet cemetery area.
All right. When generally, and I'm not trying to say that anybody did anything wrong or didn't do it correctly or whatever, but isn't it best practices to use some sort of a grid type of an outline? Is that best practices when you're trying to sift through something like this?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know?
No.
Okay. Was there any type of boundaries that you were given?
No boundaries that I was given.
Just, hey, here's a shovel. Go out there and find some stuff.
Yes.
That's what it was?
Pretty much.
All right.
To my recollection.
Okay. No further questions.
Any redirect from the state?
No, Judge.
All right. That'll conclude the testimony of this witness then. Can Officer Schmidt be released from any subpoena, or will he be recalled?
Yes, he can be released.
Any objection to his release?
No objection.
Okay, thanks for your testimony. You can be excused.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
More compelling testimony. We're going to have it for you right here. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of it on this podcast. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.